Now, has there been a time when you've gone out shopping, maybe, and you've needed the toilet desperately, or maybe you've gone out with your children and one of your children has said that they need the toilet and it's been extremely difficult to find somewhere to go to a toilet? The demise of public toilets have been quite significant, and this has been quite stark in certainly the north, and particularly places like Manchester. The number of toilet closures that have happened over the last 18 years, from 2000 to 2018 in Manchester, is around 64%, which is definitely above the national average of around 40% of toilet closures. And people currently are trying to encourage local parents and guardians to sign up to a new initiative highlighting where public loos are most needed in the region, and particularly get businesses to open their doors so that this gap can be rectified as well. On the line, we've got Raymond Martin, who's the director of British Toilet Association, to discuss what's going on. Good afternoon, Raymond. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very well, thank you.
Yourself? Fine, thank you. So you're the director of the British Toilet Association, and you've picked up, well, as most people have, really, the decline of public toilets. And in reality, there is a stark difference, certainly in the north, particularly in Manchester and the north of England, where a lot of public toilets have closed down.
Well, there absolutely is. You're dead right. We've been, we reckon about 50% of all the public toilets that we did have 10 years ago have now disappeared. And that's very, very, very significant. And it really comes down to the councils. The councils don't have the money, and there's no legislation to say that councils have to run public toilets. Really, they should be getting funding from government, and government should lay down some legislation and should back it up with some substantial granting. But they won't do that at this moment in time. So the councils are being forced to cut back what they have. And places like Manchester have cut back 64%, Glasgow 63%, you know, even down to Birmingham, nearly 30% down in Birmingham. And right around the country, we just reckon we have maybe lost between 2,500 and 3,500 public toilets around the country. So that's why we have come together with the BTA, have come together with Domestos and Mumsnet and the Great British Toilet Map. And we're trying to find a new way, a new project, which we call Use Our Loos, where we're asking retailers to maybe open up their doors and let people come through.
Yeah. Anna, if I could bring you in, particularly when you're out with children, young children, I know public toilets aren't necessarily the best places to go. They weren't necessarily clean either. But when you do go into shops, sometimes and often you find that they say toilets are out of order, or you have to maybe purchase something to be able to use those toilets. With young children, it's a particular issue.
It's a real problem with young children, because when they need to go, and they can't wait. And the survey that Mumsnet did with Domestos found that the majority of children need to go just 30 minutes after leaving the house. So that's a big problem. If you can't find a toilet, that means you have to leave and go home. And or the alternative is to do what's called a wild wee on Mumsnet and other places. 70% of parents have resorted to that. And it means that it's not very nice for the children, and it's not very nice for people looking around either. So it's nice if businesses, shops, cafes can open their doors. And we're finding the opposite of what you said, that the Use Our Loos campaign means that many businesses are opening their doors, not just to parents and children, but anyone who needs the loo.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I talk from personal experience, there's been a few times when I've stopped at a petrol station and I didn't need fuel, but I needed the loo. And when I've gone in, it's just said, oh, out of order. I've got no evidence of this, of course, but I've felt that it's because the staff there didn't really want the public to use the loos, because it meant additional cleaning and things like that. But you're finding quite the opposite, where businesses are opening up their doors.
Absolutely, and the Use Our Loos campaign means that these businesses that do welcome people have stickers in the window, and that takes away a huge amount of the guilt, and there is enough guilt associated with parenting as it is. So if you see one of those stickers, it means you can go in, use the loo without necessarily buying something that time, but it creates a huge amount of goodwill, and you will remember that business. So you might not have time or money to buy a coffee then or there, but you might come back later with your partner, have a longer meal there, and it will create that feeling of goodwill.
Yeah, I mean, the research did show previously that half of parents, 52%, feel forced to buy the cheapest thing, maybe in a cafe or a pub or a restaurant, so that they can use the toilet, whilst a quarter, 28%, resort to cutting short their outing and returning home. And some 6% have even had to resort to making up some form of stories so that owners will let them use those facilities. But I'm glad that's in Scotland, yeah.
The part of the retailer, you know, that really... They want people into the store, they want people with their money, they want people to come in and buy stuff, whatever. So what better way than to throw your doors open and welcome people in?
Yeah, absolutely. This is certainly a good initiative for businesses to encourage people to come in and have that face-to-face interaction, especially when a lot of retail is going on online. At this moment in time, and high street stores are finding it a little bit more difficult in the current climate. So having footfall coming in for whatever reason and creating that relationship, I suppose, with your customer or client is something that might benefit people. It's kind of the human face of retail, I suppose.
It is, and what a nicer story. I mean, I'm sure we've all sat around the evenings and talking about experiences we've had when we've been out shopping or out visiting friends or whatever. And to be able to turn around to your friends and colleagues and say, by the way, do you know what, you should go to Joe's or to Maud's or whatever, because I was down there and I went to the toilet free of charge and it was great, and they were very welcoming and such. I would encourage you to go and use the same place, and therefore you start to build a bigger footfall and a bigger retail unit.
So if we have some retailers out there listening to us, or shopkeepers or small SME businesses, what should they do if they want to partake and become part of this scheme?
Well, if you go to Mumnet and search for Use Our Lose and Domestos, you'll find more details about the campaign from both sides, so businesses can sign up there. We're also encouraging families, parents in Glasgow, Birmingham and Manchester to sign up to this new scheme. So each one of them uses Bluetooth mapping technology. It means when they're out and about and their child or they need the loo, push a button when they find one that welcomes them, and then hopefully we can build up a heat map and discover where the missing toilets are.
Oh, wow, that's really good. So the use of technology to help people, find the nearest loo, I suppose.
We have a map. There's a Great British Toilet map. They can go there as well and actually see there's something like 12,000 sites on the Great British Toilet map, which are toilets all around the country that people will be able to go and use. But we're increasing this all the time, and that's why these four organisations have come together, because we really, really want to make sure that more and more sites are open and ready for business.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, another statistic, I suppose, that came from Mumsnet and Domestos was that one in five people reporting that the toilets that they did have access to weren't particularly clean or hygienic for them to use. But, of course, when you need to go, you need to go.
Absolutely. It's a huge problem on Mumsnet. You hear parents finally find an open public toilet, walk in, and they're screaming at their child, don't touch anything, because it's disgusting. And as Raymond said, that's partly to do with the funding. But if it's a business toilet, if it's a cafe or a restaurant, hopefully that means that you don't have those problems at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's hope we get lots of businesses signing up to this initiative as well. So if you can go on Mumsnet, you can find out a lot more about it on there as well. Tell us a little bit more about Domestos and their involvement in this.
Well, Domestos do a lot of work with us overseas. There's actually, apart from the British Toilet Association, there's a World Toilet Organization, and Domestos work along with the World Health Organization and the World Toilet Association, because there are 2 billion people across the world who have no access to sanitation and fresh water. So we do an awful lot of work with toilet twinning and building toilets in underdeveloped countries, whatever. And the head office of Domestos is over here in the UK, and they said, they came to the British Toilet Association, the Mumsnet, and said, listen, we'd like to do some work in the UK. What could we do? And we said, well, there's a need for more toilets, and we're trying to encourage retailers or whatever. And they said, fantastic, well, perhaps we'll give them some product and we'll help them to keep them clean and keep them hygienically clean. And so it's been a great partnership for all of us, and we're looking forward to developing over the next few years.
Absolutely. Well, a great story. Let's hope that a lot of retailers, certainly people listening to us in Manchester, Glasgow and Birmingham, get on board with this initiative. So if you want to find out more, go on to Mumsnet and find out more about how you can join this new initiative, as well as a business, to get people through, and any parents listening out there. And there's possibly an opportunity for you to find out where the nearest loo is, because I know it. Yeah, absolutely, and join in, because it can actually be quite a stressful situation when you do have a young child who's so desperate to go to the toilet that they are upset, and then that ultimately creates tension and stress for the parent as well, who's desperately trying to make sure that they sort something out for their child.
You're so right, Gus. Yeah.
Well, Anna from Mumsnet and Raymond Martin, the director of British Toilet Association, thank you both for taking time out to come along. And what we'll do is we'll put up some links on our website as well, and certainly on our social media, we'll and on our Twitter feed, we'll put up certain things so that people can link to yourselves and find out more as well.
Thanks for your kindness.
Thank you.
Thank you both of you. Do take care. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.